I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Maggie?
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Maggie, what's going on with your boyfriend, Clay?
Yeah, well, we've been together for a few years now, and we just moved into our new place this year. And he's acting really strange right now. I'm suspecting that he cheated during a bachelor party.
Oh.
He was the groomsman, and the bachelor party was in Vegas. He didn't talk to me all weekend, which is fine because he's, you know, obviously on a bachelor party. But it's just like he came back and was weird and wanted to tell me about it. But I assumed what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So, you know, I figured, you know, he's having fun with strippers, nothing crazy. But at the wedding, he was acting so flirty with the bridesmaid he was paired up with.
What?
They were, like, clapping and dancing.
So you were at the wedding then?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was at the wedding. I just didn't go to the, obviously, the bachelor party.
Right. Okay. So this bridesmaid, what's her name?
Her name's Kelsey.
Okay, got you.
Ooh, the way you said that.
Yeah.
With disgust. I think we got to say it from now on like that. Kelsey.
I've just never met a Kelsey that isn't a... Anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to speak for all Kelseys, but I understand why you feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, did you hit him up, like, straight up? Did you hook up with her?
I mean, I was trying to get in there, but they had, like, all these inside jokes and everything. And I'm like, wow, what kind of rehearsal dinner was it that you guys are so bonded? And then I come to find out that they had a joint bachelorette and bachelor party, and he didn't tell me that any girls were going, and... Why wouldn't he tell me that unless he was planning on being shady?
That is kind of weird that he didn't tell you, because I know sometimes bachelorette parties and bachelors are for, like, the groom's party and the bridesmaid, but I've been invited as an extended friend before, so it's kind of strange.
It's really strange. I've never heard of that before, and I'm just, like, almost positive something's going on.
I feel like more can happen at a bachelorette party. As everyone's drinking, people might start hooking up. Usually a bachelorette party, it's just all girls, bachelor party, all guys, but you have all the bridesmaids and groomsmen all drunk on a night.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he didn't even mention it to me. That's what's weird.
Yeah, that is really weird.
It's lying. It's a lie of omission by not telling you what the truth was. There's so many weird things that are going on here. So I fully understand why you want to do this. So we're going through with the staycation setup. We'll be calling up your man, Clay, offering him the free romantic weekend and see who he wants to bring as his guest. He's supposed to say your name. But if he says anybody else, especially this girl, Kelsey, then we know that something is going on.
Oh, I have all of his ready to throw out the window.
Okay.
Well, let's wait because he might say your name.
Right.
Let's hope on that.
Or you can give us the address just in case he is cheating. We can catch some of this stuff. You know.
Oh my gosh.
What size is he in shoes?
Like a 10.
Okay.
Damn it.
All right. It's on my size. So I'm on my, you know. Thomas Roden, what? Where you at? No? Okay. I'll get that off the air. All right. We got that staycation set up coming up next. Your morning mess. Back with a staycation set up. Morning mess. We have spoke to Maggie, suspecting her boyfriend who was at a bachelor party cheating on her. And she suspects that he was cheating on her with the bridesmaid that he's come out in the wedding with. She's on the line right now. Maggie, the thing that he left out is it wasn't just a bachelor party. It was a bachelorette party.
Yeah. I've never heard of anything like this before, but apparently the bridesmaid he was paired up with was there for the weekend. He never told me.
Right. And you went to the wedding, obviously, and you suspected them of kind of flirting.
Oh, it was like I wasn't even there. I was trying to be polite, but now that I've put two and two together, I'm like, he definitely f***ed her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
I would feel the same way.
Well, we're going to find out if that's what actually happened with the staycation setup, girl. I'm going to call him up off from the free romantic weekend stay, see who he wants to bring as his guest for the free romantic weekend. If he doesn't say your name, then go off. We have the bleep button ready.
Here, ready, went off.
Yeah. Well, I've got all his stuff ready to throw outside of the house as soon as I find out, so.
Have you ever done a tuxedo test?
You're making this up.
I am, but I figure... If you ever suspect your man's cheating during the wedding, you smell that tuxedo, but inside out. You take everything inside out. You smell the pants inside out. Does it smell
that
like
is so disgusting.
The cummerbund. You know what I'm saying?
The
that,
what?
The cummerbund.
I don't. We don't. No. We're not explaining anything.
The what?
Right there,
don't
the navel
worry
action where
about
they could.
It.
Okay.
The cummerbund. Oh, ew. That sounds really gross.
Stop and saying it.
It is.
Here we go.
God.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Clay?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. So we're going to be putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. And I was calling just to confirm some details, but I wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
I don't really have time for this. Maybe you could just give it to somebody else.
Are you sure about that, sir? I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and this is also a limited-time offer. Because we're a new establishment in the Valley, we're offering this to you in hopes of you getting a review online so we could build our presence there and eventually use this as an opportunity to brand ourselves more.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, fine.
Thank you so much, Clay. Now, my first question for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think if maybe you'd like to write a certain message on there. Just let me know when you're ready.
About what happens here stays here.
I've got that written down for you. Now, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I'll need your guest's full name for us to continue.
All right. It's Kelsey.
I knew you f***ed her.
Oh.
Hello? Hey, Cummerbund Clay.
Oh, oh.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
So, Clay, really quick, legally, we got to tell you that you're live on the radio right now.
And that's obviously your girlfriend, Maggie, on the phone.
She wasn't in Vegas.
Oh, don't lie to me. I know they were there. I found it at the wedding.
So let's talk about you and this bridesmaid. How long has this been going on, Clay?
How long has what been going on?
Oh, my God.
I was just going to play dumb today, huh?
Did you f*** her at the wedding?
I didn't cheat.
Look, no one's believing that, especially after your note, who you're going to take. You may as well be honest.
Look, she came on to me. We were both drunk. It's not. It's
Oops,
not
your
even really
fell
my
in.
Fault.
Oops.
It's not even really my fault. She...
My God.
I saw I got my wife pregnant the last time. Oops.
It was a huge party. Like, I don't know what to say.
You want a party girl? Huh? You want a party girl? You can have Kelsey.
I don't know what to say.
Clay, who's better, Maggie or this girl Kelsey?
Maggie.
You took too long. You need to say that right away, bro. Let's try that again. Hey, Clay, who's better, Maggie or Kelsey?
Maggie.
A little bit better. One more chance. Clay, who's better, Kelsey or Maggie?
Maggie's way better.
There you go.
My God.
I still don't believe you, but.
Nor do I. But the most important part here is, Maggie, do you believe him?
I believe him, but it's pathetic, and I'm embarrassed for you, Clay. You know what? You can have that little f***. I think you guys will be a great match, and you can get your shit out of the house.
Oh,
maybe you should move to Vegas and have sex with strippers and
oh my God,
she's over it.
Don't promise him paradise. Jesus.
No, we're good. Can we be done with him at this point? Sure. I think we've gotten enough out of it.
Listen, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
No.
They got good biscuits in Vegas. Did you try some at the buffet?
No, he tried some in Vegas. Ask Kelsey.
Yeah, he did. And now can we try to hang up on him?
Clay, you still there?
Wait, no, guys, come on. Wait, don't
I just want to make sure you're there so we can hang up on you. Hold on, Chief. Miss Maggie.
Yes.
You know, it sucks because I know you basically just moved in with this guy.
I don't know. Maybe I just forgive him. I don't know.
No, Girl, you held it together for the whole phone call until we hung up on him. You cannot lose that right now.
Maybe I'm not fun like Kelsey.
Oh,
that's really not what it is at all. Trust me.
The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
No.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Maybe a little rendezvous.
Maybe another groomsman.
There was kind of a hot groomsman at the wedding.
There is.
There
is, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his name?
Greg. He's kind of a friend of my friend.
There
so.
It is. Get over somebody, get under somebody. I bet you in college his name was Greedy Greg. He wants you all
my
to himself.
Gosh.
Num, 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 num.
Oh,
all to himself. Num, 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 num.
Greedy Greg, give me some cookie. Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.